president's speech brought mixed reactions from members of Congress, ranging from unwavering support to dismay. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Some leading members of Congress went to the White House shortly before President Bush addressed the nation, and they heard from the president himself about what he planned to say. Virginia Republican John Warner, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, emerged from that briefing clearly impressed by the president's demeanor.
He's in total command of himself. He's confident, and he's carefully thought through all of the options.
Warner was the chief sponsor of the resolution Congress approved last fall that leaves it up to the president to decide on going to war with Iraq. Last night, he defended the president's decision to abandon diplomacy and threaten imminent military action, even if that should trigger terrorist reprisals.
We all recognize that there are risks, but who knows the risk if we don't do something, if it's inaction? To me, the risks of inaction are greater than the risk of the proposed action.
And Connecticut Democratic Senator Joe Lieberman, despite his bid to unseat President Bush next year, declared that now is the time for all Americans to join in support of not just the U.S. troops, but also of their commander-in-chief.
It is time for our nation and our allies to assert our will and weaponry against this dangerous dictator before he asserts his will and weaponry against us.
But Democrats who oppose the resolution giving President Bush war powers are far more critical of his decision to give up on diplomacy. Michigan's Carl Levin is the top Democrat on the Senate Armed Services Committee.
I don't think it helps, frankly, to invoke the Security Council resolutions, as the president does, as the basis for the military attack, and at the same time then ignore the obvious refusal of the Security Council to authorize this explicit military action.
And even Democrats who supported last fall's use of force resolution chided the Bush administration for its failed diplomacy. Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle told a labor group yesterday he was saddened.
Saddened that this president failed so miserably at diplomacy that we're now forced to war. Saddened that we have to give up one life because this president couldn't create the kind of diplomatic effort that was so critical for our country.
House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said that she, like many Americans, questions whether military action at this time is the best way to disarm Saddam Hussein. Other Democrats faulted the administration for not providing Congress any information about how much a war with Iraq and its aftermath might cost. West Virginia's Robert Byrd, who's the top Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee, was indignant after being briefed on the president's speech.
The American people and their elected representatives in Congress are entitled to information as to the potential costs in blood and in treasure of this war.
Such criticism may soften once American lives are on the line. After calling the president's steps towards war reckless and unnecessary yesterday, California House Democrat George Miller allowed his tone will change once war begins.
This is a full understanding that when young people are in the middle of a war, that we got to make sure that they understand that we support them. How the war turns out, how it's prosecuted, will be the subject of discussion at the appropriate time.
Both the House and Senate are likely to pass resolutions this week supporting the U.S. troops in the Persian Gulf. It's the kind of statement all lawmakers can agree on. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.